Oh, can you give me a kind of a peek behind the curtain and how this project began to come about and how we got to that announcement yesterday?
Sure. So we were super excited for the announcement yesterday. This has been a project, however, that's been in the works for almost a decade.
Wow.
This is something that UNC and Duke have been working together on, realizing the needs of our community and that this is one of the fastest growing areas in the country. It's also the most populous state today that does not have a freestanding children's hospital. We believe that by coming together, we're going to be able to recruit the best and the brightest and best serve our pediatric populations locally and, again, across the state and region. We're super excited.
You mentioned kind of the impact on the community, but now for families, and this is still years in the making, right, before this hospital is built and opens, where are families in North Carolina going now to get this kind of treatment they're going to be able to get at this hospital when it opens?
So right now there are families that are currently going between Duke and UNC. However, you can imagine how tricky that would be to traverse between the two different sites, different care teams, different medical records. There's also a lot of children that are currently leaving the state of North Carolina. So the two closest children's hospitals right now are going to be in Atlanta or D.C. We hate that our children and our local populations are having to leave to be able to seek that care, and we're really excited for them to be able to stay home and for more people to even come to North Carolina to be able to provide that care.
Go ahead, Morgan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I was just going to say a lot of this was refueled last year, and I just want to make sure that we do call this out. And the state provided $320 million for us to really be able to have seed funding for this. So that's what really has been able to launch this and been able to bring this to fruition at this time in the state.
Yeah, obviously there's been tremendous work being done at Duke Children's and at UNC Children's Hospital as well. When this hospital is up and running, what are some of the resources, maybe the particular resources, that are going to be available for patients and families that are not available currently at these two hospitals now?
So right now, what we're planning on is about a 100-plus acre campus that'll be in the Triangle, and that's going to be anchored by a 500-bed hospital along with an ambulatory surgery center. Right now, there's not a pediatric ambulatory surgery center, so this, again, will be focused on children specifically, medical office building, as well as behavioral health hospital. So 500 inpatient beds plus 50 behavioral health beds dedicated to behavioral health, adolescents, and children.
Phenomenal stuff. How much of an economic impact is this going to have, not just on the medical providers, but the community as a whole?
So right now, we're doing some economic analysis. We're expecting this to be the largest economic driver in the state to date. We're expecting more than 7,000 jobs to be able to be provided here and millions of dollars, both in the near term for construction as well as long term, as, again, we bring additional jobs and industry and innovation and research to the area.
Do you have a timeline for when the hospital might be operational?
It's expected to be open by 2030. And again, so we're saying, 2031, 32. But we're really hoping to be able to phase some of the services on before then, because, again, we know how deeply needed these services are for our local community.
Morgan, as I let you go, what's the one thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Just that there's a few things that, again, we should all be partnering on and focused on. Quality, safety, children's care are some of those. While UNC and Duke will continue to compete in many other areas, including on the basketball court, we are really excited for the February 1st game, so I hope everybody does tune into that. There's a few areas that we understand that we've got to collaborate on to, again, bring best care to our local state and region.
And this new hospital, we're going to have some rooms and floors that are painted light blue and some that are royal blue?
I'm sure we're going to have all the colors of the rainbow, so we're really looking forward to that as well.
You got a pick for the game on Saturday night?
Obviously, go Duke.
Obviously, I'm with you here. Morgan Jones, Chief Strategy Officer for Duke Health. Morgan, thanks so much for the time and the perspective this morning. Congratulations on the announcement yesterday. I look forward to talking again real soon.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You too.